Thieves had actor Johnny Wachter's car raised on floor jack, police say. Police released new details May 28 about the killing of former General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter, revealing that the three men allegedly trying to steal a catalytic converter from his car near downtown Los Angeles had the vehicle up on a floor jack when he encountered them. The 37-year-old actor had ended his shift as a bartender and was walking to his vehicle in the 1200 block of Hope Street, near West Pico Boulevard, at about 3:25 a.m. Saturday, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. When Wachter arrived at his vehicle, he was confronted by three individuals who had Wachter's vehicle raised up with a floor jack and were in the process of stealing the catalytic converter, police said in a statement. Without provocation, the victim was shot by one of the individuals. The three suspects involved were wearing all dark clothing and driving a dark-colored sedan. The suspects fled northbound on Hope Street. Paramedics rushed Wachter to a hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Wachter's brother, Grant Wachter, told the Los Angeles Times on Sunday that his brother was walking a coworker to her car after his shift when he noticed a group of men crowded around his own car, and he confronted them because he thought his vehicle was being towed. Catalytic converters are popular targets for thieves because they are rich in precious metals that can be resold. Anyone with information about the suspects was urged to call the LAPD's central station at 213-486-6606. Tipsters who prefer to remain anonymous can call Crime Stoppers at 800-222-8477 or visit lacrimestoppers.org. Wachter appeared on nearly 200 episodes of General Hospital from 2020 to 22. His other credits included Westworld, The OA, NCIS, Station 19, Criminal Minds, and Hollywood Girl. The entire General Hospital family is heartbroken to hear of Johnny Wachter's untimely passing. He was truly one of a kind and a pleasure to work with each and every day. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his loved ones during this difficult time, the ABC soap opera posted Sunday on X. When the tears slow down, I am literally sick to my stomach at this news, longtime cast member John Lindstrom wrote. Johnny was one of those rare young men in this business who was kind, unassuming, humble, and always thought about other people. Wachter's agent, David Shaw, told Variety that Johnny Wachter was a spectacular human being. Not just a talented actor who was committed to his craft, but a real moral example to everyone who knew him. Standing for hard work, tenacity, and a never-give-up attitude. In the highs and lows of a challenging profession, he always kept his chin up and kept striving for the best he could be. Our time with Johnny was a privilege we would wish on everyone, he said. He would literally give you the shirt off his back. After over a decade together, he will leave a hole in our hearts forever. Wachter opened up about his experience on General Hospital after his character Brando Corbin was written out of the show in 2022, telling Soap Opera Digest, I've never been on a show that had such a large fan base. It was all new to me and it was a blessing. It made it fun to go to work and then be excited about seeing people react to the storylines you were in. That they actually cared was really cool. I'm grateful for fans of General Hospital, and Brando Corbin and of mine. They made my time on the show all the sweeter.